Dwayne Barnes. I'm from Gilgandra.
Dwayne, tell me the story about, from your perspective, of what happened to your daughter.
We were just out the shed shearing away. She's jumped up on a wool bin, and the machinery over the top of her, she got her hair caught and she was scalped.
That must have been a pretty terrifying moment for you.
Yes, it was. I was around the back. At first I thought she was getting attacked by a dog, and then I heard her screaming and yelling out to me, and she come around the corner, and that's when I've seen her. So, yeah.
So what did you do?
At first I was in shock. We just grabbed her, me and her boyfriend, and we raced her to the car and drove her as quick as we could to Glargambone Hospital.
And they then applied first aid there?
Yes, that's right. And while we're waiting for the ambulance, then the ambulance come and treated her a lot better. And we drove down to Dubbo Airport and got the flare kite helicopter to the RPA in Sydney.
So it was pretty intense. Now, she's been in hospital there for a couple of weeks. What's her situation at the moment?
She's recovering really good. She's still got a few more surgeries to go, but she's coming on strong.
Now, I gather that it was planned to reattach her scalp. How did that go?
Not looking good. The first attempt failed. We're having a look at it again tomorrow, Friday, and we've got to take it from there. So we won't know until Friday or Saturday coming.
This has obviously had an enormous impact on her and on her partner, but also on your family as well, and obviously on you because you were there.
Yes, that's right. I still have nightmares, and I can still hear her screaming.
Because it's the toughest thing on earth for a parent to see one of your kids get hurt.
Oh, exactly. It was horrific. It was horrific. All the boys knocked off work at that time, and, it was a few was upset, so...
The story has really gained a lot of resonance on social media in the GoFundMe page. That is really remarkable, the level of support that's coming for Casey out of that.
That's unbelievable. I just couldn't believe the amount of people who's got themselves involved, and it's going to help her out a lot for accommodation and the things to come ahead.
So what's her financial position going to be? She's not working at the moment. She won't be able to work for a while.
No, we're all pulled together and we're working as a team and helping her out that way.
So just before Christmas, pretty ordinary time to have this happen. What's the family's Christmas plan?
We're all going down to see her. Hopefully she'll get out for a couple of hours and probably just go down the park or somewhere like that and have just a cold meat Christmas.
Just to be together as a family?
Just to be together as a family, yeah.
Now, what's the situation as far as insurance is concerned? Do you know?
No, not at this time. They're still all looking into it. As long as she's okay for now, yeah. I'm quite happy.
That's obviously your priority at the moment.
I want to be there right now, but I had to come back to work.
Well, you know, someone's got to be making the money, haven't they?
Yeah, I'll do anything for her.
Now, let's talk about your family. How many kids have you got?
I've got four.
And how many of them in the shearing game?
Three of them, including me. And my son's just finished year 12, and he's just having a leap year or something. A gap year, that's right. Yeah, so I've brought him out a couple of times just to help. Yeah. But I don't think he's too smart, I think. Yeah.
Now, Tegan, I'll get you to step in. Come over here and talk to us. How old are you, Tegan?
I'm 26.
How long have you been in the game?
6 or 7 years.
So you're a Rousey as well?
Yes.
So what has happened to Casey? How big an impact has that had on you?
Oh, crazy. Every time I've stepped foot in a shearing shed, I've looked and seen them there, and it's always been a paranoia of mine. Yeah. I've always been frightened of them, and just the thought of that happening to someone, and it just happened to my sister.
So have you been able to speak to her since the accident?
Yeah, I speak to her every day.
So how's she going?
She's going really well. Yeah, she's fighting fit. She's doing amazing. We're all proud of her. Can't be doing much better with the situation that she's in, but she's got a long road ahead of her.
Sounds like she comes from some pretty tough stock.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So you'd be looking forward to getting down to Sydney and seeing her?
Yeah, we can't wait. It's been 2 weeks since we've seen her, and we just want to get down there and see the progress she's made.
How's Boyd going?
Yeah, he's going well. Yeah, he's doing really well down there with the support. It gets hard on him sometimes because he's the only one down there with her, but he's doing an amazing job. He just shaved his eyebrows off because she has no eyebrows, so he shaved his off too. So So he's good support for her.
So no indication at this stage of how long she's going to be in hospital?
No, not at all. We've just got to wait and see.
You're taking it very much one day at a time, aren't you?
That's right, yep.
With safety in the sheds, what are standards like generally when it comes to the overhead gear? Do you think standards are as good as they should be?
Oh, no, not at all.
They should be banned. Should be banned.
So what systems should be in place, do you reckon?
Electric motors, like Evos. It's much safer.
Is there a system in place in the shed so if you're shearing and you hit a nail or if you hit something hard in the fleece or if something gets caught up in the gear, is there something, an automatic stop? Is there an automatic break there?
On the Evos there is, but the overhead gear, no, you have a lock-up and that's when it can be very dangerous. A lot of people get cut or injured.
So through your career in the sheds, how many people have you seen come to grief?
A few.
Is the shearing industry still got good representation through the union movement?
No, not at all, I don't think. No. No.
Do you think that's one of the reasons why there might be an issue with some of the safety?
I think so, yes. Yep, for sure.